We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6.
And on the line now, we have the one and only Graham Fellows. Good afternoon.
Wow.
Good afternoon. Wow, indeed.
Well, yes. And Graham Fellows, now, you are a multifarious talented person, are you not?
Well, I like to think I am, but, you know, I think most people are, really.
Yeah, but we know you from, record we know you from is called Jilted John.
Mm-hmm.
And where did that...
I'm touring at the moment with Jilted John. We've got... It's going really well. We've got three more dates.
Mm.
Sadly, we didn't make it down to the Isle of Wight. We played Brighton.
Yes.
And we played Froome.
Froome in Somerset. Yes. You are actually coming down to the Isle of Wight in November, are you not?
I am. And I've been a few times in the past with my character, John Shuttleworth.
Yes.
And I always had a lovely time. It's partly the getting on a ferry and... leaving one landmass and entering another.
Mm.
I don't know if you feel that yourself.
We do, yes.
It's something about... Because I've got a place up in Orkney, mm. and I have to get two ferries to get to the place, and you really feel when you finally arrive that you're a journey and that you're in some a different kind of spiritual place.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, and you feel that. So, really looking forward to the Isle of Wight, and... I think I played the Key Arts Centre is...
The Key Arts Centre, I'll just check with them. They've got a couple of tickets left for people, so get over there and get some tickets booked. Now, the tour is called Graham Fellows Completely Out of Character, so is that... It's just you, basically, is it?
It is what it says on the tin. It's because for years I've been doing my character, John Shuttleworth, and other characters, Brian Appleton,
yes.
Dave Tordoff, and recently I've been doing this Jilted John tour because it's 40 years since
40 years.
The song was a hit.
Wow, but, really? 40 years?
Yeah, it is, I know. Ages is all.
Yeah.
But it's just, I thought it would be nice to do a show out of character.
Mm.
Though, ironically, I do dip into my characters.
You
know, I do some, for instance, I do Jilted John just on acoustic guitar, which always goes down well. And I play a medley of songs that I wrote for myself and then had to give to John Shuttleworth, like The Man Who Lives on the M62, You Like Manchester, She Lives in Hope, but she used to live in Barnsley. Yeah.
So,
and I talk about my life, basically,
and
my career, and going to Shetland and getting a bit depressed and then getting happy again. You know, it's sort of... But it's a mixed bag, but it's not a very long show. I think it's 240 minutes.
240-hour sessions. Yeah, I'll bring a sleeping bag. Maggie and I have got our tickets for that. We're really looking forward to it.
Great!
But you've got a studio up in Orkney, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's not doing very well, to be honest. I lost my studio engineer. He left the island.
Mm.
So if anyone wants to hire it, it has to be like... take their own gear.
It's dry hire, yeah.
And why would anyone from the Isle of Wight want to leave there to go all the way up?
Well, I'm not entirely sure anybody would, but you'd never know.
You just don't know, do you? No. Someone's feeling creative and wants a different space. You don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this is it, yeah. But the heating's broken at the moment. it's very hard to sort of administer something from afar.
You're not advertising it very well, are you?
No, I'm not, because I can't really at the moment. But I mean, I take bookings for the summer anyway.
That's good.
For people who want a nice little holiday. But I've just suddenly remembered I've got to give a shout out as people.
Oh, go on then.
I've got all my wonderful T-shirts for Jilted John from one of your companies, local companies, T-shirt company.
Oh, which one?
You know what it's called? I don't know. How many have you got?
Well, there's a couple. There's one. It depends. There's a famous one.
I've forgotten the name. You can't advertise, can you? But they're really good.
I can advertise, but I need to...
There's a very nice lady called Lydia, who I've been dealing
with. I will find out
for you. But I cannot remember the name of the company. Which is probably a good idea, isn't it? Good job.
So, Jilted John, well, not Jilted John, Graham Fellows, Completely Out of Character, is on at 8 o'clock on Sunday the 4th of November at the Key Arts Centre. You can get your tickets by going to keyarts.org, and they will sort that for you. I'm sure you can just turn up and book one.
You can.
Yeah.
From their box office.
Yeah, you'll meet the lovely Paul Armfield, who runs the place, and we're great friends with him. So.
Particularly nice dressing room, as I recall, where you're getting changed and you're looking out over the river.
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I've got
sure.
the right one.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Right,
I used to stay in a B&B in which I'll have to sort out, in a farmhouse.
Oh, right.
Somewhere in the middle of the island. It was quite a sort of run-down farmhouse, but it felt a bit spooky, like a location from Bergerac or something. Do you know
well,
the one?
I don't know. There are, strangely, there's more than one B&B on the Isle of Wight. I don't know that one particularly, but if you want that, there are, we do have more upmarket hotels as well now that you're a big star.
Yeah, do you know, I think I might upgrade.
Yeah, there's a Premier Inn down the road.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I've been staying in loads of Premier Inns on the John Tour, and travel lodges. They're fantastic for rock bands.
They are. The only snag is, if you forget which one you're in, you turn the wrong way out the door, don't you? Because they all look the same.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on the 4th and hearing a bit more about your life and your particular take on everyday events. That should be fantastic.
Thank you very much. And it is suitable for, like, you know, anyone age 12 and above, I would say. You
okay,
know.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm really
it's a very clean
to it.
Show. I don't tend to swear. I don't like swearing.
No, well,
a lot of comedians swear, but I can't bring myself to do it.
No, you don't need to. If you don't want to, if your act's good enough to survive without it, that's absolutely fine. And no doubt you've got a guitar with you as well.
Yeah, guitar and this wonderful harmonium.
A harmonium?
It's a little pedal. To
church.
Wow. Well, it's a mini harmonium, but it looks a bit funny when I'm playing it. I say, look, it's funny, you can laugh if you want. Get your laughter out of the way and then listen to the music.
Yeah. They are a particularly interesting instrument, though. I don't know, somebody came up with us that we have a church organ in a small space, but yes, it does work.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No.
So with guitar and harmonium, you'll be telling us about your life, and we're really looking forward to it, and I hope the island welcomes you with open arms.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm looking forward to it. See you then.
We'll do.
We shall now, see you soon.
There's only one record I can play after this, isn't there?
Yes.
Well,
indeed,
yes.
Yes, and so we will play that.
It's a bit rude towards the end, but...
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much. It doesn't break any of our guidelines as far as I know.
Well, I do a PC version now, which you'll hear where I go. Instead of saying she's a slag, I say he's a slag.
All right, so
there you go.
Equal opportunities. That's what we need. Thank you very much, Graham. We will see you in a couple of weeks. And
thanks,
I'll leave you with this.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.